So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Really enjoying great callers today. Great stuff. If you're a new listener, welcome in. Looking for the all-time brothers, National Brother Day the other day. A lot of parades out there if you were at one. Tell me about July 4th, too. I bet a lot of those towns do a July 4th. My, you know, Memorial Day is a great parade, but July 4th is more the focus on things that that are celebratory. This is more somber today. And in what universe would you call these things off? Again, my resentment is fueled by these people, and I bet the same attitudes. I didn't have a chance to go back through their minutes of their council meetings. If anybody remembers what they said, I should go to the newspaper of record there, More Than the Curve, and see what they said during COVID. I bet it was the same attitude. It's the same stuff again and again and again. So will they actually hold a parade or not? By the way, trouble on the horizon with the big, beautiful bill in that Ron Johnson and a few other of these senators, Rand, yeah, I love Rand Paul, but attacking it, saying the cuts are not massive enough. You're going to see quite a debate here to get over this hurdle. And this is our one shot. Do we want the enemy of the perfect, the enemy of the good to be the perfect here? And I could see some negotiating. But our Republicans are afraid of taking apart Medicaid even slightly with the Trump base. And President Trump's not on board. I am with taking more out of Medicaid. People that are able-bodied and should be working should not be getting it. Do they have the votes there to do that, or are they scared to death around that? There's a lot to like in this bill, and one of the things I've amplified is there's a lot of great school choice in there in addition to other things, and the tax cuts, regulatory cuts, etc. So by July 4th, by the way, July 4th, at least of now, is going to be our second time at Mulligan's this year. So there's no better place to celebrate. It's a blast in Wildwood, July 4th at Mulligan's. And, you know, I wish we were there every Friday over the summer. It is spectacular. We have the new shirts designed. Even I am not told the full design yet. Johnny's wife is keeping it close to the vest there till we get down there. But if you've seen the shirts, the summer White House and all, it's such fun. It's what they don't get about talk radio. It's not just the politics of it. It's not just Trump and yada, 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 yada. There's a lot of local stuff. There's a lot of camaraderie. Just some of the callers that you have gotten to know. Scott of Mount Laurel came all the way down. He was there in person at the Farley Center the other day, for example, the winner of the Caller of the Year last year. Joe of Columbus will be there for lunch with Roe and me. He bid in the Mannion event. And again, we're looking for some slightly inebriated listeners to be there on the bar stools as I debate Linda Kearns, one of our persons of the year, and a great sport at this, on something. Should be kind of intense. We'll also be honoring Fred Herron, the sheriff out in Bucks County, who had the temerity to want to take illegal criminal aliens off the street, or at least help ICE in doing that. And as a result of that, the world is coming after him. Ridiculous. But just a little bit of the inner workings. And if you're a new listener, you just happen upon us, it's a holiday or drop, whatever. Well, congratulations. You've hit the best spot you're ever going to find. So I thought I'd ask this on a holiday, as I sometimes do. When you call in addition to your answer, how did you discover talk radio? What was the moment you discovered it? I discovered it, I was teaching still, with a guy who only took the place of a teacher at my school last 2 months of the year. And because of that, I had to relay something to him. We got to talking, and he loved Dominic Quinn in the morning. Who, what, genius. And I started checking it out. Then I discovered Irv Homer. I was like, oh, my God. I discovered Dr. James Corey. I discovered Susan Bray, the saucy Aussie. Harry Gross. Bernie Herman, the gentleman of broadcasting. Don't yank my chain. Kind of a dated expression, but it worked well then. And I discovered that whole world. And I was like, wow, this is hard to believe that it's always existed. I didn't know. I only vaguely knew of it. I may have known more of sports talk. So when you call in, when's that moment you discovered talk radio? Or me? Let's go to Joe in Westchester. Joe on Memorial Day on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, before you give me your answer, when did you discover talk radio?
I discovered it even before I started high school with St. Joe's. I forget who was on when, but I listened to all those ones you just mentioned.
How did you discover it? Was your father or somebody listening to it, and that's how you heard it?
My father did listen a little, but then I listened to him more. And I do it because, you know, even while I was doing homework and so forth. And I listened to all those guys and Rush. And even though I wasn't conservative then, you know, but I listened to them all. And Irv and Bill O'Reilly, all of them. I got addicted to it. So anyway. The reason I called in is, I had a comment on Italy, which I visited, you know, with my Filipino wife and two other Filipino couples back in about 20 years ago. So at any rate, are you going to Venice too?
Not this time, Joe. We've done Venice. Okay. It's Calabria right. And Sicily, yeah.
Right. Well, my father was in on the invasion in World War II.
Okay.
But he never went back. But anyway, I did with them. And my grandfather was from the Venetian area, Napoli.
Venice is...
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's hard to believe it even exists, as you know, because everything essentially comes in by ship. It is physically just on the water. I thought they made that up and it was sort of on. No, it physically is. Yeah, so Joe, give me your brothers, because I have a lot of people lined up here. Who are your brothers?
Two or three of mine were taken off already, or already other people had them. So I was left with the Stooges.
That's a good one.
TV, right? Because Manny and Shemp and Curly Joe were all brothers. Curly Joe,
right,
Shemp,
exactly. Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much, as always. Yeah, it just occurred to me, too. When did you discover that talk radio exists? What was that moment? Was somebody playing something saying, what the heck is that? Was it through your parents? I mean, that's the best that I can remember of my story, and that's quite a while ago, that I knew something like this existed, and then I was determined to get into it somehow or another and started calling in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, I had the pleasure of sitting in meetings with Dominic Quinn and Irv Homer, Jim Corey, Bernie McCain, Bernie Herman, and Tom Maher, who is a real buddy who's passed. And I've never seen minds like this, particularly Quinn and Irv Homer. They were unusual. And you know, talk radio, we often say, you know, we're taking stands, freedom of speech, everything else. Irv Homer, some of the boldest stuff. If you can imagine the IRS coming after the station WWDB because of Irv Homer And sitting in the conference room, it had to be for a month, publicly we saw it, going through the books of WWDB in that kind of public of a manner because of Homer. Or when Irv Homer was called, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'll have to say it in general, by somebody who had taken over or done something at a high school and wanted to speak just to Irv Homer. And they had to tag somebody in that was out there just to take over for Irv to continue it off air. Or when I had, I think the guy's name was Richard Wynkoop, who was on the run from Dyfus over a situation in Jersey. I think he had him in studio with him. It was beyond anything. And the quick rush story, Philadelphia was the last of the top 10 markets that took the Rush Limbaugh show. Don't ask me why, you know, because we were very localized then. And when Rush came in, it was so big that we would go to Seafood Shanties, the host, with listeners at noon and listen for a couple of hours at least to Rush Limbaugh and having seafood lunches with hundreds. The first one, it may have been 300 listeners or more. And I don't know how many Seafood Shanties there were at that point. It was very popular. There had to be 10 to a dozen, seemed like. And when I first broke in at WWDB, I remember going to a Bird of Prey event. And we actually had to carry Birds of Prey with a handler. And this guy was kind of menacing coming toward Irv Homer. And I saw Irv going to his ankle where he had a concealed carry. And I'm thinking, so this, I told Roe, is talk radio. Can't get enough of it. Talk about gigantic personalities and the whole thing. So I'm so grateful that I came in that era. And then this era, where the station's even more of a national player at this point, as you know, thanks to the listeners. So give me that moment when you discovered talk radio. And we got the side question going on. Hit us with those all-time brothers. No money melody today, but we will have it tomorrow. We'll be back at around the normal time, around 2:13 every day. Dan usually, sometimes Henry, concocts something based upon what we're talking about, throws it out there, and we have a great prize for that. We have a prize at the end of the week, usually a $50 gift card to Gallo's. Thank you, Jim Harvey, right up there on the Boulevard and Harv's Burger Bar, adjacent to it, two restaurants in one. It's a fabulous place. So if you win today, your name will go into the hopper, and on Friday we'll pull it out of the five, and you'll be a winner. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, a little bit more of President Trump talking to U.S. Armed Forces just in the last couple of days. And they are going to subpoena the doctor. How would you like to be the doctor? Not his real doctor, Dr. Jill Biden. How would you like to be the doctor of Joe Biden? He is going to be subpoenaed. I mean, they've asked him to come in and testify. He won't. He's going to be subpoenaed. And I'll play you a little bit of the questions now that Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper have. They're actually thinking they're going to peddle a paperback around how did we miss Biden's cancer. My goodness. That might be harder to find out than just looking at Joe Biden and seeing with our own eyes for a year, 2 years, or 3 years what he was not doing. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel yet? Do it today at 1210 WPHT.
All right, coming to your calls. Home stretch here with Dom today on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Breitbart today telling us that American patriotism was at an all-time low. Every Memorial Day, July 4th, we see these polls. They say, though, thankfully, the tide seems to be turning as more and more members of Gen Z, particularly young men, are trending conservative and more religious than millennials. According to a 2023 Gallup survey, only 39% of U.S. adults said they felt extremely proud to be an American, the lowest level on record. A Wall Street Journal survey confirms this trend of declining national pride. The percentage of Americans who consider patriotism very important fell from 70% in 1998 to just 38%. You know, that's one thing if you said in general, if you're asked if you feel extremely proud to be an American, you know, can we get away from this idea that however you feel about the, like if you're listening now and you were asked that question, be honest, when Obama was president, let's say, or Biden, would you say, no, you're not extremely proud? Yeah, I still am. It doesn't matter. Got to get away from this idea. It matters. I'm only going to answer that question if I have my person in here, my values, what the president should be doing. Otherwise, I'm not extremely proud. It's a given. We've hit the lottery to be Americans. So you may not like a policy. You may not like this, that, and the other. But to me, the question is not that day or that year. The question is an existential question about America. That's what it's about. It's not about anything else. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome in, Robert. Hi.
Hey, Dom. It's good to talk to you today, man. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. Same to you, Robert.
Before I get to the side question, Jackie, yeah. Before I get to the side question, you were asking what got people to listen to talk radio, and I had an interesting story there because I had the same friend first told me, listen to this guy, Howard Stern. He's funny. And then he said, listen to this guy, Rush Limbaugh. He's always right. And then I found Irv Homer, and I was listening to Irv Homer, and he was kind of a conspiracy guy, which was the opposite of you back then. But I would call him, and I was held over from his show because his show went off the air, and you came on, and they said, do you want to talk to Dom? I said, sure. And you took my call, and I was asking about the Vince Foster, and I think at that time you had had it up to here with conspiracy theories. So you told me that conspiracy theories are better than sex, and
yes,
that I needed to get a life, and you hung up on.
I'm sorry, my God.
No, don't apologize, Dom. This is a great story, man, because I never gave up on talk radio, and I just learned a lesson with you, as in read the room when you call somebody. But that was just a great memory for me, man. I know it shouldn't be, but it is.
Well, it's a great memory for me. Yeah, that is my line. They're better than sex for some people, yes.
Yep. And that just kind of opened it up. It made it real to me. That call with you made talk radio dynamic and real to me in a backhanded way. And I've been listening ever since, man. And I think it's wonderful that we have talk radio. But in the answer to the side question, I had a couple that were off the board, but it occurs to me that this is Memorial Day. Okay, and we should be honoring Brothers in Arms or Band of Brothers. Either one of those that has a military meaning to it, I would like to choose on Memorial Day. So I'll go with Brothers in Arms or Band of Brothers, whichever you prefer.
All right, now get off my phone, you rat.
You have a great day, Dom. I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
All right, thanks, Robert. You too. Oh my goodness. All right. Can you remember that first moment that you were listening to talk radio? I'm trying to remember with the next caller, the first time he called in, that Dan and I got on the classical music and just the world of the great Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, happy Memorial Day. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, Tom. Likewise,
yeah,
to you. For my answer, the City of Brotherly Love spawned the department store known as Lit Brothers.
Yep. So, Joe, were you a Lit Brothers guy or a Strawbridge's guy?
No, I was both.
Oh, but yeah, you know what? Back then, it wasn't competition. I don't know if I can differentiate between the two. All I knew with Strawbridge's, usually the floors that I was on, there was some woman who was in charge each one of those floors, and Joe, they knew what was on that floor inside and out. They knew their product and how to approach customers. It was unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then Lit Brothers went out of business.
Yeah. That's a good one, Joe. Lit Brothers, though, definitely. Yeah, I don't know that they competed fiercely or whatever, but yeah, that's a good one. All right, Robert of Ben Salem. You know, there are times when it's just amazing. I was following Irv Homer then. I wonder how that worked out. But I remember the first time I sat in for him. I hadn't slept from the overnight, and I was seeing green things flying around, but I got through it. Back then, it was an all-star lineup. The fill-ins for Morning Drive were Dominic Quinn, me, Tom Maher, and Michael Smirkanish. Those were the fill-ins. WWDB was an incredible starting point to learn talk radio and what makes it tick. And it's always been the same. It's a connection. It's the ability to discuss just about anything. But it's more the fun of it, too. And I got to say that Dan has helped me institute so many things over just a few years that are amazing. I just think of the fun of the whole 40-yard football throw, the I can outrace a bear, the gravy sauce, the niche. It is incredible, the back and forth over that. So many calls that I remember over the years that in a million years we wouldn't be able to replicate it. It just happens. It's dynamic. There is no medium like it. So why in the world do they have such trouble attacking talk radio? Because we have status now. Because we're in the big game. because we can get access to people that are incredibly important and people that you want to hear. And they know of us, and they know that you're a force when it comes to that. Doesn't mean we win every battle, but it means it's a player in all these things. And we certainly did, with the help of Linda Kearns and Scott Presler, win Pennsylvania. Relatively easily, too, looking back on it, which I thought was impossible. All right, let's go to Kirk. Kirk is in Bluebell, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kirk, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
My initial, infant stages of talk radio were with Rush Limbaugh when I was traveling for work down in Miami, in the South Florida area. And then I had some new opportunities at work, came up here, and continued with Rush. And then there was also a local radio station here in Lansdale, had some talk radio. And I've been hooked ever since. And I must say, over the last few years, you have developed a nice niche to fill to fill Rush's shoes there from 1 to 3. You've done a great job, or 12 to 3, excuse me. You've done a great job, and continue to do a good job.
Well, thank you. You know, it's one of those things, though, you usually don't want to be the guy who's the guy after. You know, if I ever did Hard Acts to Follow in talk radio, there is literally not even close of the hardest act to follow. He invented
it. Exactly, 100%.
Rush Limbaugh saved the AM dial. AM dial really had degenerated, as you know, Kirk, by that point, and he brought on hundreds and hundreds of stations that were built around Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, by all means, by all means.
So who's yours, Kirk?
Mine is The Greatest Show on Earth, composed or developed by the Ringling Brothers. I think there were four German brothers from, I think, Iowa.
That is a
Ringling
really
Brothers Circus.
Yeah, the Ringling Brothers, big time. Thank you, Kirk. Thanks for telling us, too, when you discovered talk radio. We'll take some more calls coming up. You can still get in. Looking for all-time brothers. In the beginning, we had the Sullivan Brothers. We had Romulus and Remus. I like Roberts on Memorial Day. Band of Brothers. I've never watched that fully through. By the way, you know, it's old. There's a lot of data. It doesn't have the modern pyrotechnics. If you happen to see it on, though, The Longest Day has a number of byplays of D-Day, behind the scenes, the Germans, the whole thing, that is fairly accurate and well done. I mean, John Wayne's over the top in it, and so is Robert Mitchum. You talk about big actors in there, though. Just incredible. It doesn't match Spielberg and Sullivan Brothers. Somebody called in with that today on Memorial Day. I think that is still the quintessential Memorial Day film because of the Sullivan Brothers. The scene alone where the mother sees the vehicle coming up and sees who's getting out and collapses there is just remarkable. And Hanks's performance, even though I'm not a fan of his, is remarkable. It's hard to imagine a film superior to that, but The Longest Day is quintessential, you know, what they had to work with. Look at what it was like. D-Day, still to me, is the most preposterous that they were able to accomplish that, at least the American beach, because of the advantage the Nazis had, etc. So 855-839-1210, you'll get on board. Hit us with those all-time brothers and when you first remember listening to talk radio. Every holiday, I kind of think about that a little bit and how it has morphed into something beyond belief. I mean, you know, when starting doing talk radio, the skill to bring you the sound that we do, the events that we have now, politics and pints, there is nothing like it, even the trips. So I hope you're considering our trip to Sicily. ConservativeTours.com is the place to go. They are world-class when it comes to actually connecting you with where we're going. Is there anything more exotic than Sicily, to put it mildly? Here is, Sean, this is, here is Alex Thompson. This is Cut 12. I wanted to play this today because it's been all day long, these guys, Tapper and Thompson. Here's Alex Thompson saying that the White House doctor was pulled into the Biden orbit, reality distortion field. See if this passes measure. Cut 12.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask, too, about the president's doctor, because we have this unfortunate news now about his cancer diagnosis. And you write about Dr. Kevin O'Connor several times in the book. But on page 47, you say people around Biden worried that O'Connor, whom almost everyone called Doc, might be too close to his patient. You write about his continued resistance to ever give him a cognitive test. But knowing what we know about the president's health, something that, you know, a lot of medical professionals, including Zeke Emanuel, who is no conservative, says he may have had this cancer probably for years. Was Dr. O'Connor too close to him to significantly and accurately probe both his mental and physical health?
I mean, Zeke Emanuel's not only is no Republican, he also worked on Joe Biden's COVID team. And he basically said that it's almost certain that Joe Biden had this cancer while he was president. So that either means that he had cancer and his doctor did not catch it, or it means that they did catch it and they didn't disclose it. And so it's raised more questions than not. In terms of, I mean, a lot of people did feel that Kevin O'Connor, while they also believed he was a man of integrity, they also just felt that he had been sort of, you know, brought into this Biden orbit of sort of, you know, they call it a version of a reality distortion field. And, you know, the other thing is that Kevin O'Connor was also very involved with Joe Biden's late son, Beau's cancer treatments. And, you know, that sort of bonded them in a way that I think made people a little apprehensive. And even people that really love Kevin O'Connor, and they, by all accounts, like, he was beloved throughout the White House, even longtime Biden aides have told me that they are skeptical and feel like they don't have all the information when it comes to this cancer diagnosis.
All right, so he is going to be called in. We got to go through this in the House with a whole litany of people once again. And why? Well, there's the book. The takeaway from the book this weekend is the people, and I don't know that they explicitly, I think they're covering this too, they have a better idea than I do, talking to all these people, who is it who is actually running the country? They call it the Poet Bureau. They would call themselves the Poet Bureau. Soviet. That's what was going on. This is worse than the Soviet Union behind the scenes. Who were those people? How did they divvy up power? Did they use the auto pen? Are they the ones that signed the pardons or executed the pardons? All of this is potential criminal behavior. So it's not that this is going to go easily into the night. And these guys, I think, are still pulling punches here. It's outrageous to profit off of this when it was right in front of you. You didn't trust your instincts as a reporter with all those sources. You had to see this. I mean, Jake Tapper has to fess up that deep down, come on, it was fear of being the ones to speak out. You had to be in that bubble. That's all that it was about. All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, Dom Giordano Show. Even on holidays, sometimes that's the best. You never know who's out there listening and might just check in. Dom Giordano Show, happy to welcome State Senator over in Jersey, George Geis, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, happy Memorial Day. Thanks for calling in.
Dom, happy Memorial Day to you, and God bless America. I am excited to tell you that the best tours, conservative tours, took us to the Florence American Cemetery on September 13th. Dom, my excitement is based on the fact I thought I was in Arlington. It was so impressive, so phenomenal. Those going to Italy can visit the Florence American Cemetery and think they were in Arlington. Ken Chase arranged it. It wasn't even on the original planned tour. It was a surprise. It was phenomenal. And I wanted a courtesy call you to thank you for inspiring us to do conservative tours and have that moment.
Well, George, thank you very much. You know, I know we've talked about this a little bit. And again, Ken Chase and what they do is that they understand things like this with our listeners. That's why they're named conservative tours. That I didn't even know about that. That's great. I'm glad you had that opportunity.
And that's why I wanted a courtesy call you so that you would know, so that others can share that experience. Florence American Cemetery is an exciting moment in our lives.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. What's new in Jersey? Anything big coming up?
A new governor. A new governor.
Absolutely.
A new governor. We're very excited. Very excited.
Have you endorsed anybody?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Jack. Jack will be back.
Yes, exactly
right. Jack will be back. We are big fans of you, Dom, and we thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Senator, very much. Stay in touch. Thanks, Senator.
Thanks. Happy Memorial Day, Senator.
Happy Memorial Day. Thank you. All right. See, it's just amazing to me how stuff like this works out. Let's go to Karen on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Karen. Afternoon.
Hi, Dom. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks for being there today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Two things. When you started to talk about your memories of becoming a fan of talk radio, I remember listening as a teenager to Joel A. Spivak on WCAU in the morning.
I worked with him at a stop. He was at either Morning Drive or 9 to Noon at WWDB.
Yes, I really enjoyed him, and my dad listened also to Dominic and to Joel, and then later I've always been a fan of talk radio. I was just twisting around the dial and came upon Phil Hendry, and I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this guy?
Let's stop for a moment. I'm not sure if Phil Hendry's still on. First of all, he was Joe Conklin on national level. One of the all-time great mimics, and Karen was your favorite. Mine was when he did the president of the homeowners association, and they played the presidential greeting song coming in. Then he imitated, and Phil Hendry, if he's still on or if he's still with us, he was a prophet. How incredible these home ownership things are, and about 30% of Americans are living under home ownership. Dictatorship, so to speak.
Dictatorship. Yep. No clotheslines. Don't park your camper out front. Yeah, all that.
Oh my God! But Hendry is as good of a, and he was able to carry a story for 15 minutes as a mimic. It's incredible.
Yeah, I just looked him up. He still has a show, so I'm going to have to tune in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that too. Yeah.
Yeah. But my brothers, I had one in mind, and then I changed it. I don't know. Has anybody done the Kelseys?
Nobody's done the Kelseys, no.
Jason and Travis.
All right, Karen, we'll put you down for that. If you have a chance, if you can hear him anywhere, Phil Hendry, and particularly DJ and soon-to-be Luke. Now, DJ lives in one that's not the classic homeowner. They haven't been that bad. But Luke's moving into a development that's homeowner-esque very soon. And again, Dan is in one. How in the world did we get, I have to talk about that again more tomorrow, that Americans must be voting with their feet, that somehow or another they want that. Now, some of these are okay. Some of them are really tyrannical. And Hendry, I think it was a female, was the president of the Homeowners Association. And when she would enter the room for the monthly meeting, they would play the presidential song. And he would launch into some of the most outrageous stuff that they would be considering or doing. And again, this is, I'd have to, cross-check my mind here. How many years ago was I on the station with Phil Hendry? I don't know if it's 15 or not, but I just thought, wow, that talent. I get it every time, too, with Joe Conklin. By the way, at Dom Day, Joe Conklin is going to be there. I mean, it's going to be a crowd at Mulligan's. Joe Conklin will be there with me because he's got a big event, a couple of them coming up at the Jersey Shore, one that I'm involved in July 11th in Wildwood, the other in Ocean City, the Music Pier. He'll be there on the 12th. And he'll be probably in the 1 o'clock hour with us there. And if you want to see him up close, you can listen on the air, of course, too. But amazing. Is his best Joel Embiid? He does a very good Trump. He's got Trump down pretty well. Our own Jim Kelly, too. I'm amazed at people that can do that. It's a special skill. And he'll be there with us, along with, we hope, Scott Presler, people like that. If you've never been, you got to make the pilgrimage that day. Make it a weekend. You will love there in person. All right, phone lines, ready for the lightning round here. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210 and you get in.
Calling on East Greenville to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, it is the lightning round. We'll try to get as many brothers in. If you have a brief comment, though, special dispensation today, just tell me how you discovered Talk Radio, just briefly. Marvin in Wynwood on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marvin, welcome in.
Hi, I've been listening. I've been one of your older callers. I'm age 90. I've been listening for a long time. Anyway, I started to listen and talk radio to Frank Ford.
Oh, of course. When they, giant of talk radio. When yeah.
You couldn't hear the caller. Frank Ford, in the beginning, had to say what the caller was saying. You couldn't hear what the caller was saying, so Frank Ford said what the caller was saying.
And I talked to him about that. I talked to him about that, and people should understand how wonderful his talent was. He had to respond to what the caller was saying, say that on the air, respond to the caller, particularly when it got heated. I've never found audio that sound to that. If I had, I'd play one. I worked with him at two stations, and it was incredible to do that. That's a great memory.
He was on WPEN.
Right.
And I'll say the last time I saw you, you were playing with Joe McBride at Bear Recreation Center against guys like Frankie Gillen, who played for St. Aloysius, and you played, I believe, for King of Peace.
That's exactly right, Marvin. That's great stuff. Joe McBride, Frankie,
And your father coached the senior league team at night.
Yes, exactly. Who are your brothers?
Brothers are DiMaggio, as you know, Joe, Dom, and Vince.
That's very well put. And here's how you tell that it was too much Italian pride. If you said Joe DiMaggio was the greatest player ever, that's obviously a stretch. He might be in the top 15 or 20, though. But if you said the second greatest player was Dom and the third was Vince, then you're nuts. That's pretty good, though. All right, Mark on 95 with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Mark. Hi, what do you have today?
Dom, can you hear me?
Yeah, Glenn, loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm actually now on 95. I'm coming back from Indianapolis from the 500. And I got to tell you, my brothers, Mario and Aldo Andretti, Nazareth, Pennsylvania, they made Indianapolis what it is.
It's
so exciting to be there.
Yeah. How about the fire in the pit? How was that?
Oh, man, I was right on that, man. You can't see the damn flames. It's really, guys are jumping around. You hope that it doesn't come near you.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the effort. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, my experience with that, these guys have gotten more athletic. Being driven at Charlotte at a speed of approaching 200 miles an hour, was a AAA driver, Charlotte Speedway. Wow. It was hard to believe how intense that is. Yeah, and there was a fire in the pits, but it was a great Indianapolis 500. Dan in Havertown, Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Dan, hi.
Oh, yes, I just wanted, that other guy he mentioned, this Frank Ford. When I was a kid, I was in a Frankfurt grocery store in Philadelphia. There was a bunch of them, corner stores, and it had a flyer for this Frank Ford talk show. And he got his name, that was his only sponsor, and he named himself Frank Ford.
I know that story. That's where it came from. Absolutely, yep. Absolutely.
And I've been listening to talk shows now over 70 years. So,
you are what we call a P1, Dan. I'm very glad that you're listening.
and I have the Marx Brothers.
I took the Marx Brothers off. Do you have another one?
Oh, you had them off. I didn't know that. That's okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Dan.
Have a nice holiday.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for the call. Stephen Langhorne, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Steve.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, Steve.
My brothers are Stevie Ray Vaughan, guitarist, blues man, and his brother Jimmy from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And my how I got into radio, listening to it, was Frank Rizzo.
Frank
back in
talk.
The mid-'80s.
Yes.
Oh, God, I got tapes. I used to tape myself because I had like a year off. We had a baby, and I was self-employed, so I got to take off a lot of time to hang out with my kid. So we taped off. I taped a lot of stuff, and he knew my grandpa because my grandpa was a Democrat senator, representative and all that for years, who died in 66. And he said, yeah, me and your grandpa didn't always see eye to eye, but he was a good man. And I remember they dedicated a park to him down between Wellington and, down there in Tacony, and my grandma, we were sitting in the stands, and she said, oh, if your grandpa was here today, he'd be rolling over his grave.
Thank you, Steve. One more. Ted in King of Prussia. All right, Ted, who do you have?
Wyatt Earp had, Tom. He had four brothers. James, Morgan, Warren, and Virgil.
Yep. And I could go and watch Tombstone right now. I love that film. Doc Holliday, too. Oh, God. All right. Sean, did anyone stand out to you? I wrote down all these, so I have some favorites here. But is there anyone, as you were listening to them, you liked?
Yeah, I liked Joe from Westchester with the Three Stooges. And I also had liked Bill with the Beach Boys.
Okay. I liked the first one out of the box. A couple of them were centric to Memorial Day, the military. And they were great, too. Sullivan Brothers from Ray and Doylestown, and Robert with the Band of Brothers. I'm going to go, though, with Ray of Doylestown on this one. The Sullivan Brothers, really the stuff of Spielberg's masterpiece, Saving Private Ryan. Wonderful stuff. So let's put into the hat Ray of Doylestown. Sean, have you sent that to them?
Ray from Doylestown has been entering the hat.
Yeah, all right, perfect. Wonderful stuff today around that. Thank you for making it happen. And that stuff that we did at the end, there is nothing like talk radio. It just gets more dynamic. It continues to evolve. And it continues to just be a community right in front of us. So when we have one of our events of any sort, the first time we met Joe of Exton in person was at the Don Jr. event last September. The Mulligan's event's coming up, Politics and Pints. We got some great names coming our way. The one we did with all the hosts was brilliant, spectacular night around that. Try to come, try to participate, and you'll go, wow, you'll hear that voice, and you'll say, that's X? Yeah. It's all part of it. It's different than any other medium out there. Thanks to Sean for producing today. Of course, Dan and Henry on every day. Thanks to Chickie and Pete's for that big event, the Farley Plaza, every year. But we have a lot of stuff coming up in the pipeline as we head into summer. And don't forget, I played you Dave Koski today, this hero of the Seven Mile Island corridor over there for the Congressional Medal of Honor. We hope to tout that throughout the year. And tomorrow on the horizon, New Jersey is one of the two or three leaders in SNAP overpayments, the food stamp. Overpaying because they don't keep good records and they don't care. In the big, beautiful bill, the provision is that the federal government will not pay 100% of this. They're only going to pay 95% and the state's 5%. In order that they learn the lesson, you just can't have hundreds of millions of dollars in overpayment or to people that are here illegally. We'll have some special look at that tomorrow. And tomorrow, Scott Presler on with us to break down what he's up to. Again, thank you for listening today on a holiday. We always respect your time and your connection. And the beat goes on around this. And I know how the hosts feel here at the station, that this is a one-of-a-kind experience. And there's something about being on days like this that draws people to this, to share that even in the middle of remembering the parades. And let me get to White Marsh Township on Wednesday night. I'll bring you all that. Are they really, after all this, not getting what America is all about, what Americans want? Americans get, they're not 1,000,000% guaranteed safety when it comes to things like a July 4th now parade coming up. Do the right thing, White Marsh Township, and let people have a parade there. All right, follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. You heard a lot of people call in today about our big trip to Sicily, Italy, and particularly the state senator. ConservativeTours.com. Go and get all that information. Thank you, Sean. Back tomorrow. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.